stop by Edley's Barbecue. This is Paul's day.
Soon, Schaefer's going to have the entire batting practice. I won't take any swing.
Up next, Jonathan Schaefer for his fourth straight at bat.
I'll announce it. A line drive to right. That's definitely a two-bagger.
Midday 180 queued up by Edley's Barbecue live today from Sylvan Park for our SEC kickoff tailgate. $5 breakfast tacos. They're about to open up, by the way, at 10 a.m., opening an hour early here at Edley's. $5 breakfast tacos, $4 Edley's best beer all day, Nashville-style hot pulled pork, which you can get on the breakfast tacos if you'd like. That's all day at all of their locations, 12 Southeast Nashville and right here in Sylvan Park.
Boys, it's not every day you get to talk with an Olympic gold medalist, especially one that lives here in our fair city of Nashville. Shawn Johnson, Olympic gold medalist gymnast, she actually jumped out of a plane yesterday with the Army Golden Knights tandem parachute jump team up in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Her and her husband, former Vanderbilt player Andrew East, both jumped out of a plane, and Shawn Johnson is on with us right now. Shawn, thanks so much for calling in and spending some time with us. And I got to start with this. What was that experience like yesterday?
Well, thank you. And it was amazing. I wanted to go and do it 100 times over. It was the greatest experience ever.
Now, did you go first or did your husband go first? Did you get a chance to at least see him jump out of the plane? How does that work in terms of the decision-making process of who jumps first?
So we actually went on separate planes. So I actually saw my husband take off, jump out, and then land, and then I got on the next plane and did it after him. So he actually got to choose who went first, which kind of made me mad, but I get it.
I feel like, Shawn, I would be very brave on the way up, and then once I look out, it's like, okay, this is a terrible idea. Did it ever cross your mind?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't hit you until they, like, open up the door, and they're like, okay, walk to the edge. And you're like, the edge of the plane? So, yeah, that really, it sinks in when it's like 3, 2, 1, let's jump. But, it was a true honor being able to jump with them, and I've actually skydived once before with, like, a tourist company. And I feel like you have a lot of bad thoughts that go through your head when you're with them. But with the Golden Knights, I was not scared. It was so cool.
We're going to ask you a little bit about your gymnastics career also. But I must say, I feel it's an unfair advantage for you, a gold medalist gymnast, to go on to Dancing with the Stars and win that competition.
Absolutely
easily.
Unfair.
You are an absolute ringer when you joined that competition in 2009. Did you know on day one that you were going to win that whole thing?
Oh, absolutely not. I am the world's shyest person outside of gymnastics, and you can't get me on any dance floor. So I wanted to crawl into a closet and run away. So I thought I was not going to make it very far.
But a floor routine is way closer to dancing than anybody in the field and what they do. Don't you think?
Like you've got the upper hand on Carole Baskin, for instance, who was on this latest Dancing with the Stars.
I might agree with that, but I think there are a lot of things that were really hard in gymnastics. They teach you to be, stone cold and learning to basically act and show emotion and follow a rhythm and not just pose was more challenging than I thought. And very uncomfortable, but so much fun.
So in 08, you won the gold on the beam, right? And the silver on floor. I'm wondering, as you grow up in gymnastics, I imagine everybody's got better events and lesser events, and I know some people become specialists almost. How do you kind of balance out the events, decide how to focus and how to distribute your time on the thing you're really good at and work on the thing you're not so good at and juggle all of that and decide how to go about things?
Yeah, I think it's similar to like football or baseball or whatever. You learn within your sport at a young age what you enjoy, what you have a passion for, and what you're good at. And you don't necessarily choose at a very young age what your position is, but you tend to play or compete something better than another. And fast forward when I made the USA team, there's such a strategy involved with how you choose your athletes and what they're going to do and represent. And you basically choose them based off of your country's best chances or your team's best chances to medal. So it kind of gets decided for you, just like it would be in football.
Sean, when people think of world-class gymnasts, they often think of a lack of a balance of sport and life with those gymnasts and the training. Typically 40 hours or more a week training for a gymnast. You were able to do what they were doing in 25 hours a week and keep more of a balance. When did you make the decision that was how you were going to approach it, and how were you able to accomplish that?
So I was really lucky to have a coach who kind of decided that for me. I had parents who believed in balance, and they never in a million years thought that I was going to be an Olympic gymnast, and not because of, you know, not loving it or having a talent or whatever, but just because they never saw sacrificing family time for an elite level sport as an option. And it all kind of worked out. My coach moved here from China. He was a world-class gymnast there and gave up everything in his life to become a gymnast. That was kind of what they did in China back then. And his dream was to come to the United States to open a gym and to actually raise children who were children who had a life and got to go to school dances and school events and be kids and have a family and also be elite level. So we were very, very productive in the gym. We just did half the hours.
I know you're from Des Moines, Iowa, but do you consider Nashville home now?
I really do. I've been here 10 years, and it's home for me.
We've got to invite you to our next big show event. Batting practice coming up with the Sounds. You could come out.
Oh, if you were a ringer on Dancing with the Stars, maybe you're a baseball ringer also. Who knows?
Not at all. That would be my embarrassment, but hey, I'll give it a try.
Were you more scared anticipating jumping off of this plane or training under Marta Caroli?
I think jumping out of a plane was definitely more fun. But, hey, Marta never intimidated me.
Will you be jumping out of a plane again after doing it once? Oh. Or is that one thing you cross off the list and say, okay, I've done that, I'm not doing it again?
No, I'll do it a million times over. It was so much fun.
Very cool. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Great getting a chance to hear your story. And hopefully you can take batting practice with us one day at a Nashville Sounds.
I would love that. I'd love
that.
Thank you, guys.
Sean Johnson East has been our guest. That's something that I've talked to a couple people recently that have jumped out, not through this, what Sean was doing, but through just a tourist attraction, right? And They were just saying, like, when they open the door, it's game on.
This was with the Army Golden Knights tandem parachute jump.
Yeah,
game
this is
a little bit more business.
A little bit more professional.
Yes. My friend did it with his daughter who wanted to do it for her 18th birthday. I've yet to meet anybody who did it who said they didn't like it. Have you? Everybody says, oh, it was great. It was exhilarating. I'd do it again. Nobody says, oh, man, I hated it. I can't believe I did that. It was the worst thing. I think
it's something that if you survive and you don't break a leg upon hitting the ground or anything, then you're going to love it.
Right.
Because you did it, and it has to be exhilarating. When you're done and on the ground and safe, it's got to be a good feeling.
But you also see the story that gets sent around about the kid whose parachute didn't open.
Right.
Thus, I'm not doing it.
Luckily, that didn't happen for Sean Johnson. Right. She was able to join us today. Ending on a positive note. Sean Johnson did just join us after doing that.
She was fun.